from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to what's been not a bad show.
It was okay.
It was today. Okay.
You know why it was okay?
Why?
We got a special lunch. I had lunch bought for me today.
You did?
Oh my gosh.
I had, like, I'm not the best version of myself when I'm hungry. And I'm not the best version of myself when I'm tired.
Yep. And you today, were both of those.
I was both of those at about 2 p.m. So before the show even started, and I was like, you know what? If I'm going to get through a three-hour show, I'm going to need a little special treat.
I can't believe it. I thought you were just going to go sneak a packet of chips from the promo department like you normally do. But no.
I needed more. I got a cheeseburger meal.
Yeah, she did.
And as a
Sunny result, Coast, she got Macca's delivered to the CFM studio.
Which, for some reason, Uber Eating Macca's, even though the McDonald's is on the same road as us pretty much, it's just the chippies. No, thank you.
No good. They don't travel well, the chips.
No, they don't.
Do you think you could taste the difference between bag chips and regular chips? Because I always think bag chips taste way better.
Yeah, but I think bag chips are a state of mind. You know,
they're
only good because they're a bonus. You know, you weren't expecting them.
I hadn't thought of them like a bonus before. I thought they were just so good they didn't want to be associated with the other chips.
Nah. It's like I think Coke Zero tastes better when I pay for it individually. You know, like if I purchase a can of Coke, it tastes better than one that I've just bought in a carton and put in the fridge.
What's the best way to drink a Coke Zero?
Can.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Big call.
Purchased can.
Big call.
Then I rarely purchase cans because if I'm going to purchase it one, like singularly, I'll get a 600 mil.
I mean, this is the quality, if not more, that you'll get in the rest of the show. Wherever you're listening from, enjoy. We try and hold umbrellas up in this because of what's going on over in Paris. And I think we've got to redo it. I don't think we were good enough today.
Yeah, we can do better.
Yeah.
We can do better.
We'll be back.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
In the meantime, though, Tazzy, I want to run a few things by you because a woman's gone viral on the good old TikTok.
Oh, you love the TikTok.
I actually don't have TikTok. I just see things in the news that have gone viral, okay. If I'm being honest.
I find them on the TikTok.
Yeah, you get it straight from the source. Anyway, she's gone viral because she's posted a list of things she doesn't do for her husband.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And so I'm going to take you through a few of them.
Yep.
And I want you to tell me whether when you're in a relationship you expect your partner to do this.
Okay.
Or you would like your partner to do these.
All right. Yep. Yep.
Okay, all right, let's hear number one.
I don't do his laundry. He can do that himself. I do my laundry and we do the kids' laundry, but he does his own.
Yep, I always do my own.
Do you?
I always do my own and I will do, it's going to sound really lazy of me, I will do my partner's if it's there to do.
Right.
But otherwise I won't go out of my way to do her laundry.
Okay.
But if it's there and it's mixed in with mine or whatever, then no problem. But I kind of will, I'm just in charge of my own stuff.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Okay. You don't share a laundry hamper?
No. No, okay. Not usually.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear rule number two.
I don't cook dinner. He cooks dinner every single night. I do breakfast and lunch for us and our kids.
So she's got a rule. She does breakfast and lunch. He does dinner. She refuses to do it.
I'm just a terrible cook. You know? So
it'd be a disservice to her if you cook dinner.
You don't want me cooking for you. It's not a very good time. You'll have the four meals that I know how to cook on repeat.
Mm-hmm. Bit of steak.
Yep.
Bit of chili con carne.
Yep.
Burgers.
Yep.
And tacos.
Yep.
Really? Is that the four?
Pretty right.
Because every time I'm like, what'd you have for dinner last night? It's one of those.
It's one of those four. Yeah, exactly. That's how it works. Oh, and wraps. Wraps are really easy too because you can just, anyway.
Okay.
Don't make me cook for you because I'm no good.
Okay.
I don't pack him a lunch. If he's hungry, he'll figure out what he's going to eat for lunch the same way that I do.
Who's getting packed a lunch?
I pack my partner's lunch sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. What's in his lunch?
Well, because we do a lot of meal prep on the weekend, both for our own lunches and then for dinners throughout the week as well.
Yep.
So if I'm like cooking up a big batch, I'll absolutely do his meal prep.
Very rarely would I expect to pack lunch at all.
Really?
Yeah, no. Okay.
See, my thing is I'm an acts of service type of gal, right? So I'm quite happy to do all this stuff for my partner because that's the way I show love.
This person mustn't be an acts of service.
No,
gal.
No. Well, this is, how about this one?
I don't make his doctor's appointments because guess what? He's not making mine. Would it be?
Yeah, no one's making that.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a,
make
that's
your own
a weird
doctor's.
One.
I don't know your like diary.
But if it's a scary, like you got to get blood taken.
Yeah.
I'd be like, can you come with
can
me?
Can you come with me? Fair enough.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
4 or 5 days, we've seen a lot of speeches and over in Paris for the Games, especially at the opening ceremony, a lot of people doing the talking in the rain because they had some bad weather early days, right?
Yeah. Something I skipped through a lot of the speeches, if I'm honest.
Oh, so do I, yeah. Especially because we're on replay.
Yeah.
Fast forward through that, all that. We just want to see the sports. Yeah. We just want to see the goals. Thank you very much. But one thing that is happening when they're doing speeches in the rain, somebody next to the important person that's talking is having to just stand and hold an umbrella.
Yeah, it's a noble job. Fair enough. You know, if you're giving a speech to quite literally a billion people I wouldn't want to be getting rained on. You know, I would want some pleb holding an umbrella.
Let's get a little marquee for those guys. But instead, yeah, they have a pleb holding up an umbrella for them. So I thought, here we go, two full-size umbrellas.
Yeah.
You and me, these are sometimes speeches that go for almost 10 minutes long. I don't think I could hold an umbrella up for 10 minutes, but I know I could hold up an umbrella longer than you.
Big call, Buster.
Do you want to choose the umbrella?
Yeah, because they look like heavy umbrellas. They're not just like those ones that fold up and fit in your pocket.
No, they're full-size umbrellas. Okay, we got a Bank of Queensland umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bank of Queensland. We don't know where we got this from, but thank you very much.
I'd say Bank
of Queensland. And also a Battery World.
I'll go... which one looks lighter?
Battery World feels like a higher quality umbrella.
Does it? All right, I'll take Battery
World. Nothing on the Bank of Queensland one.
You know what? I saw Barry and Nigel from Battery World this morning, so that's a good omen.
Here we go. All right, let's get this umbrella up and out.
Oh, I don't know. How do I? Oh, it's a button. It flings up itself.
Battery World have not saved any cash on their umbrellas.
Tassie, isn't it really bad omen to open umbrella indoors? It is.
It is. But, I mean, our show can't get any worse. That's
if
all right.
If I fall off my e-scooter on the way home, that's on you.
So let's. How about we start this?
Yep.
And then we'll fire off like a song or something and we'll come back from the other side of the song. I don't think you'll be able to last the whole song.
Mate.
How long was the song we're going into?
To be fair,
into?
I haven't done an upper body workout in like 3 months. So
neither.
You're like, going on 31 years. All right, ready?
Hang on, what song are we going into?
We're going into If You Could Only See by Tonic, which is 4 minutes long.
Oh, my gosh. All right, 3, 2, 1, umbrellas up.
Oh, it's a good umbrella. All right.
Hey.
Do I have to hold it out with like a straight arm?
Oh, yeah, straight arm. Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. We'll see you on the other side of this sunny coast. No, Sunny Coast and Noosa, that was not a dying cat in the background of that song.
Oh.
That was our friend Taz.
How are you still fine?
Holding up an umbrella. We've been holding up an umbrella for 4.5 minutes now. Because a woman at the opening ceremony had to hold an umbrella for 10 minutes. Seems easy.
I came up with this idea. I thought this would be fun for the show.
Look, it's painful. He is literally writhing in pain. I said, bro, if you're on TV holding up an umbrella in front of over a billion people, you can't be writhing in pain. Look at his
arms. The umbrella's down. It's down. Oh, my gosh.
She's bloody done it! She's bloody done it!
How have you done it?
Anyway, there you go.
Well done, Shaney.
Turns out holding up an umbrella is quite difficult.
Oh, it's tough after 4 minutes. That is the longest 4 minutes of my life, said. Anyway, I won't go there.
I wouldn't either. Big props to the woman who had to do it at the opening ceremony. 10 minutes, decent stint. Hey, I have to put mine down now because we've got to play
she's won.
ATM next.
Yeah,
so
she could keep going, though.
Yeah, I'd keep going. Just kidding, my arm's really sore.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. Yes, you moved on really
easily. Wow. Now.
Oh, that went to air. Where Ellie and Taz, this is CFM.
Just doing a little bit of air guitar with a little bit of improvising. That's all right.
Apologies.
Nothing wrong with that.
You've made some weird noises over the air this afternoon. I don't know how I feel about it.
Hey, I can talk over Olivia Rodrigo. She's not coming to Queensland when she's touring.
Yeah, that's a dirty dog act.
She can go. Sunny Coast, 91.9 CFM, and our brand new Noosa Station 102.5. If you're one of our Noosa fans, make sure you switch over and check out the brand new station.
Hey, if you're brand new to the show, you won't know that every single day we like to play a game called Bandle, where a song gets broken down into its parts and you have to guess which song it is, and so do we, because we don't know the answer.
We're going back to the mid-90s this today, 1994. They do say it's going to be very hard. We're going to probably have to go through a few layers before this song reveals itself to us.
Three separate layers of synth. I don't know if that's a clue to anyone, but that helps.
1994, so yeah, some early dance music. Drums, synth, 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 and then a voice cover.
Alrighty, let's listen to the first layer. It does feel like the 90s.
Our boss is loving this right now.
Oh, he'll
this
know
is
it.
His music.
Big Boss Benny, sure. If you're listening. 1994, he was what, in his 30s back
we
then?
Can also guarantee he's not listening. Let's hit the next layer. Yes. Yeah, I think you're onto something, though. 545-11919. Sunny Coast, if you think you know what it is, you're going in the draw to spend $100 at Mooloolaba Music, your local music superstore. Do you want to go to the Sunny Coast right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Who have we got here?
Hey, it's Josh.
Hey, Josh. What do you think Bandle is today, mate?
What year did you say it was?
1994.
Is it Utah Saints?
Utah Saints.
Yeah, that's the name of the song, and I think that's the name of the band too.
Something Good is the only Utah Saints song I have in the system.
No, I don't have it as an option in Bandle either. I'm trying to put the guess in. Thanks anyway, Josh. Let's go back to it. Let's add another layer in.
All righty. Oh, it's not.
Talk me through it. Let's get it as a team.
It's not. You never do believe in life after love.
Oh, could it be?
Share.
Could it be?
Do you believe in life after love? Do. I can hear something inside me say.
Well, we know what
really
it sounds like.
I don't think it's strong enough. No. Life
no,
after love?
Don't think so.
All right. Well, Rodney from Perigian. Oh. Rod, hello.
He's normally good at this.
Is it Baby Don't Hurt Me, What Is Love?
Oh, you... Oh.
Is it?
Let's have a listen.
Is it?
It didn't like it. I've tried to put Bandle into Bandle. It's not liked it at all.
This is... Ah!
Very close, though,
is
Rod.
It's not it. It's not it. Is it?
Oh. What is this song?
I don't know what it's called.
Me too. It's the same year I was born.
Play the next layer. Play the next layer.
All right. Okay. This is killing me. Rhythm of the Night.
Oh.
Rhythm of the Night. Did he say that at all?
By Corona.
Oh. Nah. Ellie Chaney. I am disappointed in myself. We play that song all the time on this station.
I know. It's a banger. It's an absolute banger. Rhythm of the Night. Bandle beat us.
Yeah, it did.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. You should pay attention.
Up to 15K to give away. One four-digit PIN. CFM's ATM. Visit your local Sunshine Coast Bank of Queensland branch today.
Let's go.
You're so lucky. You're lucky.
Rose from Bly Bly. Hello. Oh.
Hello, how are you?
Who's lucky?
Who are you yelling at saying they're lucky?
Sorry. My partner's come home because he does FIFO, and since he's come home, I've been able to get through today. So I'm like, oh, you're lucky.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's very lucky. Yeah. Has he been trying to get through as well, or are you just stealing all his luck?
Well, I was yelling at him to try and call through, but we missed it. But I got through anyway, so all good.
All righty.
He comes back from FIFO, gets yelled at if he's not calling through for our competition. That's good. That's really good. If
he just wants to knock off.
If he stays out at work for an extra week, I think we might know why.
He's just spent eight days in a donger.
Rose, no. We love you, Rose. We love you. We're just making fun. All right. Hopefully we can give you $1,325. We do have a four-digit code. We know one of them is a zero. What do you think the code is?
I'm going to go for 1025.
1025. Why would you lock in those numbers, Rose?
I thought because you guys are promoting your new Noosa's radio station. So
we do have a new news. Well, that was why I wanted to comment on that guest, because we do have a new CFM. It's launched today. So if you're in Noosa or the surrounding area up towards Gympie and that sort of stuff, 102.5, our brand new station. That would have been a really good
code. That would have been a good code.
Punch it in.
That's very clever, Rose. All right, here we go. I'll punch it in.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh. Going to your partner a big hug, Rose. You just won $1,325.
I got it. Oh, wow. That is awesome.
What is your partner there? What's your partner saying?
He just looked at me in disbelief. So awesome.
Very clever, Rose. Awesome. You've listened closely to the station and you've put in an educated guess and it's paid off.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
No worries. What are you going to spend the money on?
Probably half save, half spend.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Oh, who was that?
Awesome. Man, that's my daughter.
The daughter's hoping for a little cut as well.
$300. Yeah, that should be
She's
the cut.
She's onto it. Yeah, I did promise we'll do something. So, yeah, she gets a little cut too.
So good. Rose from Bly Bly, you have just won $1,325. Well done.
What a legend. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And let's just say this code's resetting again. Tassie, we'll go again.
And we'll just reconfirm that code, 1025. That is our brand new CFM that's broadcasting across Noosa region, 102.5. So if you're normally listening on 91.9, of course, the rest of the sunny coast, you don't need to change. But if you're in Noosa and you're having trouble getting us, you don't need to anymore. 102.5. But yeah, brand new code next hour.
And the $15,000 CFM ATM is all thanks to Bank of Queensland. Visit your local Sunshine Coast Bank of Queensland branch today.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Trainee, what are you doing sending me stuff like this about a second before Amy Shark stopped singing her brand new song? You've sent me...
Well, this is the thing. This is what I want to talk about.
Oh, you can't do this on the radio.
Okay, okay.
So I don't know how she's going to do this, Sunny Coast. This is going to be great.
I've sent you a picture of a billboard, right?
Yeah.
That's been spotted up in Melbourne. Can you read out what... No, read out what you think it's supposed to say. Okay. What do you think that they're meaning to advertise there?
It's supposed to... This isn't true. It's supposed to say 100% Angus beef.
Correct. However, there's been a typo and they've left out the G. So just do with that what you will, people in your cars right now.
No, say it.
No.
Go on. No. Live a little.
Actually, you know what? I will say it because...
The whole thing. Say the whole thing.
100% anus beef. And the reason I'm okay with saying that, Tassie, is because if you look at the smaller print underneath that,
right,
what does it say?
Keep your gut health in check.
Ba, ba, ba.
Oh, it's supposed to say.
It's supposed 100% to say anus beef.
Anus beef.
Yes, because it's not an ad for a beef burger. It's an ad for gut health.
Can you just put anus on a billboard? Sorry.
You know how at the start
I forget that it's not just you and me.
You know how at the start of each show we just have like a little snippet of something that's been said and then it goes Ellie and Taz. That's the snippet I'm choosing from today.
It's no good. Okay, no, so this is a genuine billboard down in Melbourne.
Genuine campaign, and that's why, right? It's silly. It's like a bit naughty, but it's got people talking because people are taking photos of it, sharing it. It's had all these views.
Yeah.
And now the Gut Health Society are stoked. They said that's 60,000 conversations which are happening over the last 24 hours that wouldn't have been happening otherwise.
This might go global. Mm. It is that crazy and that Aussie that the rest of the world sees and goes, oh, those Australians.
Those cheeky Australians. Well, apparently they've got a couple more. The next one, my favourite.
Yes.
Apparently it's a picture of baked beans and the headline is, Breakfarts of Champions.
Good one.
Kelly and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Talking lame claims to fame, the lamer the better. A little brush with celebrity that you've had in the past. We'll go to the phones. Paul's in Noosa. Paul, what's your lame claim to fame?
Well, it's not actually me. It's my mum. She used to be like a pastoral manager at school, so she looked after all the bad kids, if you like. And the priest there said, we need a first aider. Would you like to come to Rome? So mum said, oh, yeah, I'll come to Rome. So anyway, they get to Rome and he says, right, come with me. If anyone asks, you're my mother. And she's gone, you cheeky devil. So anyway, they go to the Vatican, they go past the Swiss guard and they end up in this room. And mum's going, what are we doing here? And he said, look, all will become apparent. After a few minutes, the door opens and in walks the Pope and my mum has a meeting with the Pope.
Wow!
Not lame enough, Paul. That is a cool claim. What are you? Your mum just hung out with the Pope.
Yeah, she's sitting there chatting with him and she said, oh, he smokes Benson and Hedges cigarettes. And she told him what he drinks. And then when they had this like meeting with him and they left, and mum said, how the devil did we end up in that room? And he said, well, when he went to priest school, the Pope's right-hand man, he said, is my best friend. So every time I come to Rome, I see the Pope.
Oh, my goodness. What a connection to have.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul. That's a great story. We'll go now to Jack from Pack Paradise. Wow. He's kicked us off well. Jack, what have you got? What's your lame claim to fame?
My lame claim to fame, I was hit on by the cowboy out of the Village People.
The actual
I'm sorry, it's true. I was working at Ridges Plaza in Cairns in 2003. They were over in Australia and they played at Kazali's.
Yeah.
They were staying with us at the time and I was the night manager. So after they finished their gig, they came back to the hotel. I was at the desk and they asked for some tea and coffee. So I organised that through the kitchen. That was probably around about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then they asked me to come over and sit with them. And it was absolutely amazing, absolutely gobsmacked. It was the Village People.
Yeah.
And then as they started to sort of basically go back to their rooms and everything along those lines, the cowboy is still with his hat on. Mm-hmm. just sort of moseyed over to the desk and said, mate, you know what room I'm in. So if you've got a bit of time to actually shut the front doors and come up, I'll be waiting for you.
Wow.
Did he think you're a bit of a...
No.
I love it.
I was starstruck and, I still couldn't bat the other team on that one.
Just for the story.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, my gosh. I have tears, Jack.
That is the best.
Wow.
You know, not lame enough of a claim to fame, though. That's a good claim to fame.
No. Well, it's lame for me because we had the living end in the week before. It was just amazing. But anyway, it's a great story.
Great story, Jack. Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
We love it.
No worries, guys. Have a good one.
See you later, buddy. I don't know how we can top that, but we'll try. Hello, Tani.
Hello, how are you?
We're well, thank you. Have you got a lame claim to fame for us?
I do, although I personally don't think it's that lame. Oh. Mine's actually super fitting. So I've actually been a Colleen Hoover fan for like about 12 years now.
Oh.
And so one of her books that was like my absolute favourite that I read probably about 11 years ago was called Hopeless. And probably about 9 or 10 years ago, I actually commented on one of her posts on Facebook.
Yeah.
And she commented back. I was very excited.
What'd she say?
Honestly, I don't remember. I just remember that I like commented like about how it was such an amazing book and I was so glad that I got to read it. And I don't remember what she replied, but I remember ringing my best friend and being like, oh my God, she replied. And so we kind of did like the little squeal on the phone and I was like, okay, all right, I'm good now.
I love it. Well, Tani, would you like to come along to see It Ends With Us? I'm guessing you would.
I would love to, yes, absolutely.
Well done, Tani. Double pass is yours. We'll see you Wednesday, August 7th, the day before it drops.
Amazing.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Can't touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
Hit me, Tazzy. What tidbit have you got?
Yeah, something we haven't been able to talk about on today's show. Well, yesterday I brought up the fact that somebody tried to scam using my profile on Facebook. So a Taz2 was created. Literally, it was just said Taz2. And he was messaging all of my friends, trying to get them to send him money.
How come I didn't get an ad from Taz2?
I said all my friends.
Yeah.
Every single one of my friends. I get paid to hang out with you.
Yeah, that's actually fair.
I do it for money.
I'll take that.
Yeah, hang out with you for money.
I feel the same way about you.
Great. Are we in agreement?
Yeah, we're in agreement.
We're good. Cool.
I'm waiting for you to crack.
Got a solution.
Yeah.
No cracking from me. Got a solution to the problem.
Yeah.
I have had about 15 to 20 of my friends report this profile, and apparently every time a report happens, you get an email.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had 20 emails from Facebook saying there is a report, blah, 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 blah. Got a report, an email back this morning. Hello, Taz. We have reviewed the profile that your friends are reporting.
Oh.
Found that it isn't pretending to be you and does not go against our community standards.
Also, there's another Tarrant Erickson out there who looks very similar to you.
Uses the exact same profile, has all of the same information, and is messaging all of my friends, trying to scam them. Apparently, he exists.
To be fair.
Facebook, come on. What did he have to do to get deleted? Come on.
Your profile picture, it's a beautiful profile picture. However,
I'm changing it right now. I'm that self-conscious about it. I'm uploading a new one tonight.
It is a little bit airbrushed. Maybe the computer thinks yours is also AI.
That's how we got the photo. We got a proper photo done. And they edit it and they send
just
it.
Just fixed it up. Not that it needed fixing.
No,
too late. And I said that when it happened.
Too late. I'm changing it. No, I can't. I can handle that you aren't my friend.
Mate, you've...
Because I just get paid to hang out with you, but I will not stand.
You've got enough thirst traps that you've taken in the past few months that you can choose from as a new profile picture.
Actually, which one? The one with the roses or the balloons?
I'm not being part of this.
Or the dog.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.